From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Iran isn't the only country in the Middle East with nuclear aspirations. Nearly a dozen other states have expressed some level of interest in developing nuclear energy programs. All are pledging to restrict their programs to civilian uses. But experts say some of this renewed interest is sparked by fears that Iran will acquire a nuclear weapon, and they worry about a future arms race. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Cairo.
Arab interest in nuclear energy isn't new, despite the region's massive oil and gas reserves. Shortly after coming to power in 1981, Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak launched a nuclear program to generate electricity. But a few years later, the Chernobyl disaster rocked the nuclear power industry. Soon after, the price of oil plunged and plans for an Egyptian reactor were scrapped. In October of this year, Mubarak formally relaunched the Egyptian nuclear effort.
We will do this out of a conviction that securing energy is important for building the future of this country and part and parcel of Egypt's national security. We will cooperate with our different international partners and the International Atomic Energy Agency in a framework of transparency and respect to our commitment to the non-proliferation system.
Civilian nuclear programs have also been announced by Jordan, Syria, Yemen, Saudi Arabia, and other members of the Gulf Cooperation Council, as well as Turkey. This May, the International Atomic Energy Agency sent a team of experts to advise Arabian Gulf states on building nuclear power plants. Russia has announced it's willing to provide nuclear assistance to Libya, which has already signed a deal with France for at least one reactor. In contrast to Iran, none of these states has demanded the right to enrich its own uranium, a key issue for non-proliferation advocates. The same technology can be used to create fuel for either a power plant or a nuclear bomb. Cairo analyst Mustafa Kamal Sayed says there are genuine energy needs driving some of these demands for nuclear plants. But having watched the West fail to stop Israel from acquiring what experts say is a powerful nuclear arsenal, Arab states are now watching a defiant Iran pursue uranium enrichment, and not everyone believes Tehran's insistence that it would be for civilian uses only. This, Sayed says, is another reason why so many states in the region are lining up to join the nuclear club.
I think there is real concern in Arab countries that with Israel already nuclear power, the Iranian government, you know, developing nuclear capacity. There is this concern that the non-Arab countries in the Middle East are becoming nuclear. And I think this creates a feeling of insecurity for Arab countries.
By far the most aggressive support for a hardline American position on the Iranian nuclear program is coming from Israel, which has never officially acknowledged having atomic bombs itself. The Israelis are also worried about this surge of nuclear interest among Arab states. Analyst Ephraim Kahn in Tel Aviv says Israel cannot afford to rely on pledges of civilian-only nuclear programs because national interests can change as threats change.
Many countries in this region, above all perhaps Saudi Arabia and Egypt and Jordan, are very much concerned about the possibility that Iran will have the bomb. And some of them might look for some deterrent against the Iranian nuclear capabilities.
The public evidence to date is mixed on whether any non-nuclear state in the region is seriously pursuing a military nuclear program. The latest national intelligence estimate on Iran said its weapons program was halted 4 years ago. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad told an Austrian paper that several years ago Syria ignored an apparent offer for black market nuclear technology from A.Q. Khan, the Pakistani scientist believed to have supplied nuclear technology to both Iran and Libya. In September, an Israeli airstrike hit a Syrian military facility that some in the U.S. have argued was a nuclear reactor. Syria denied that, but has refused to say what it was. This surge of Arab interest in nuclear power seems to have replaced talk about a nuclear-free Middle East, once a common refrain among Arab leaders. Jordanian analyst Labib Kamhawi says the nuclear-free argument was primarily intended to put pressure on Israel's nuclear program, and it led nowhere. He doubts if this new push to promote civilian nuclear programs will fare any better.
And so maybe if they set an example that, okay, there will be nuclear power for peaceful use, and countries who have this potential can continue to have it, provided that they cancel the military aspect. Now, would this happen or not? I'm not really sure. I don't think that the Israelis at this point would listen to anybody.
For much of the world, the primary nuclear issue of the moment is Iran. And Arab states appear to be wondering if they can rely on America and the West to stop the Iranians from acquiring the bomb, or if instead they should be trying to catch up. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Cairo.